Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to join me for this time together. I always look forward to this time. It's special as I seek the Lord and His presence and His refreshing for those who are listening. We're living in difficult times, and so we need all the help, all the strength, all the encouragement from the Lord and from one another that we can get. Isn't that right? Praise God. Well, I just want to share some thoughts with you. And before I do that, though, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being able to minister through this radio broadcast. And Lord, it's not just ministering the Word of God, which is, you know, a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, but Lord, also to experience the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, that our lives can be touched by your presence and by your power. Lord, you want to interact with your people. You're not just a God afar off. You're not just a theological concept. You're a personal, real God who wants to have a day-by-day interaction and communion with every one of your children. And so, Lord, I'm asking now that you see everyone who's joining their heart in faith and coming to you before your throne of grace as we call upon your name, Lord. You see the needs, and I ask, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that for the glory of God, that you will minister to your people, to your beloved, Lord. You see what each one stands in need of, and whether it's physical healing in their body, whether it's peace that's needed in their emotions, in their nerves, whether it's just the ability to have patience and forbearance. Lord, whatever the particular battle is, Lord, your grace is sufficient, and you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. All that we have need of is found in you. So I release that provision in the Spirit right now. Whatever is needed, Father, I release that anointing, that impartation from the very Spirit of God, that you will stir faith, you'll impart hope. Lord, depression, discouragement is bound and rebuked in the name of Jesus, and I loose the very victory of the Lord and a sense and knowledge that the greater one abides within us. Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Well, one of the passages of Scripture that I've always found very fascinating and captivating is found in the 32nd chapter of Genesis. And there's some profound truths found in that. It's Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord, which we know is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as a quick review, up until this time in his life, Jacob, his name was supplanter. It means supplanter. And he was dependent upon his own resources and self-effort. He had wanted the blessings of God, but that night that he spent at the Ford Jabbok, he had to have a miracle. If you recall, he was returning in obedience to the Lord to the land of his fathers. After 20 years, he had greatly multiplied. He was wealthy. He had wives and children and much livestock. And yet, his brother Esau, who had intended to kill him, in fact, that's why he left at his mother's behest, he left, and now it was reported that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 armed men. And of course, that put great fear in his heart, and he expected that his brother was going to carry out his threat of decades earlier. And so he had to have a miracle. Dawn and the meeting with his brother would bring destruction or deliverance. There was, you know, no halfway point. And so Jacob's, his very future and his own life and the safety and lives of all of his loved ones, as well as his possessions. It depended upon mighty answers to prayer. And his whole life, his future was on the line there. Much occurred that night of Peniel, where he had a face-to-face encounter with God. And beloved, there are times in our lives that we need, and some of you listening, you feel like you're wrestling with God. But as he did that, as he wrestled with God in prayer, he was transformed that night from a carnal man into a spiritual man. The God of Abraham then became his personal God. Genesis 33 and 20 says, "At Shalem he erected an altar and called it El Elohe Israel, the mighty God of Israel." Israel, because why? He had entered into a new relationship with the Lord that was signified by his name change. In fact, the Lord told him, "You'll no longer be called Jacob, but Israel." And that name, Israel, means prince with God or one powerful with God. And Jacob evidenced an earnestness, an intensity, a perseverance that really touched the very heart of God. And as a result, he didn't get a rebuke, but instead he got a blessing. And beloved, how can we apply that to our lives? Such holy determination will never go unrewarded. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "If thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." And of course, if you want a parallel passage, you can go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 28. God, beloved, wants to know how sincere, how earnest, how committed are we really? He doesn't want any wimpy saints in this great army that he's raising up. Rather, he desires warriors arrayed in full spiritual combat gear, which is, of course, the armor of God that Ephesians talks about. And we are to aggressively, the kingdom of God, suffer the violence, the violent take it by force. We need to aggressively lay hold and take back the ground that the enemy has stolen. Will you and I, brother and sister, be consumed by a holy passion of love for our God that will cause us to stand no matter what's going on, to stand in the midst of impossible situations and impossible circumstances and boldly declare the word of God? Well, Jacob overcame and he prevailed by the strength of his faith. With tenacity and by unshakable conviction, he gained power with God. With all of his physical strength, he refused to let go of God. And he was expressing in the natural realm a profound spiritual truth. So, how can we apply this? What characteristics should reflect our walk in God? Well, obviously, loving him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and with all our strength. Mark 12:30. Remember in the book of Revelation, Jesus' rebuke to the Laodicean church was for lukewarmness. And he demanded of Abraham his most cherished earthly treasure, his son Isaac. Nothing, beloved, so reflects servitude and bondage as what they used to put around slaves in, you know, centuries past, that neck manacle. But what does the scripture say? "Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." And we're to do that. He's given us the authority, the power. The devil wants to keep you and I, the body of Christ, in chains of fear and discouragement and anxiety and worry over loved ones. But God is saying, "Let my people go." And beloved, if we will persevere, If we will hold on to God, we will not be ashamed. I believe that with everything in me. God is bringing, those of you who've struggled, he is bringing you through that valley. Blessed is the man who goeth through the valley. Spiritual warfare can only make you more tenacious, more determined to walk in the fullness of our inheritance as a child of God. You need that. I need that. And beloved, you may be listening now. If you need that renewal in your spirit, your hope rekindled, if your courage has waned, if you need a fresh encounter with the living God, I encourage you to write. The announcer will give contact information. Let me persevere in prayer together with you. David said in Psalm 27 and 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now I ask that you would refresh your beloved. Lord, you see those that have been so in a place of extreme urgency, Lord. They've prayed and they don't want to give up holding on to you. Lord, strengthen their hearts. Lord, David said that all those who would wait upon the Lord to be of good courage, for the Lord will strengthen their hearts. So, Father, I'm asking for that strengthening right now, and that you will uplift them. You are the glory and the lifter up of their head. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, to he that hath a willing heart. Hear my words, for they are comfort, and they are uplifting, and they are life. In these last days, there will be blessings poured out that men cannot comprehend. For I am raising up a group of people, yea, those who will come forth with a new allegiance to their God, a new dedication and consecration unto me. They will boldly support my word, and I will be to them a mighty increase spiritually and financially. I've saved the best until these last days, and I'm going to bless you and walk with you and share wondrous things with you, my beloved. You are mine and I am yours. My words are being sent forth through my servants, my prophets, my handmaidens, those proclaiming my word in meetings and over radio and television, sending forth my words of deliverance over the airwaves. Beloved, join in the declaration of my word. Praise me from your heart. Be open to those opportunities I send your way. Praise me with your time and energies. Praise me with your love gifts. Praise me in anticipation of the outpouring of my spirit in new and glorious ways. I will uphold those very things you desire, and I will be involved with you, for you are laborers with me in the harvest. I am the Lord of the harvest, and my people have never seen me move as I'm going to move in days ahead, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and it's been a joy and blessing to minister to you today. I thank you for listening. I invite you to tune in next time. Until then, remember that I love you, God loves you, and the announcer will give you that contact information. I look forward to receiving your letters. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.